by Billy Cunningham, the great American, about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court came out with an opinion on concealed carry, which was pretty good by many accounts, but there's some difficulties with it. There's a column written by the great John Lott. Crossing a state line shouldn't cost you your right to self-defense. Imagine a woman driving across state lines alone at night, fearful that her car might break down and leave her vulnerable. Or picture a truck driver hauling valuable cargo across the country. In many states, about 10 that have refused to recognize concealed carry permits by issued through other states, the travelers can find themselves defenseless or maybe criminals themselves. So, John Lott, welcome again to the Bill Cunningham Show. First of all, tell the American people this dichotomy about the Supreme Court expanded the rights of CCW, but it doesn't apply in about 10 states. Explain that to the American people.
Right. Well, the case was from Hawaii. What happened was in 2022, the Supreme Court basically said that there were several states that required that you had to have a good reason before they would go and give you a concealed carry permit. You know, there were like California and New York and Hawaii and Maryland and New Jersey. And so they said, look, you can have objective rules like you've had in Ohio or in, you know, the vast majority of the country, where once you're a certain age, once you pass a criminal background check, once you pay your fee and you apply for a permit, then it's automatically granted. Well, these seven states essentially said, well, if you're going to force us to go and give out permits, we're going to make it so you really can't carry any place. So in Hawaii, they pretty much made it impossible for you to carry any place other than your property. And the Supreme Court said, you know, banning people being able to carry guns for protection by any name in particular is still banning it. And people have a constitutional right to be able to go and protect themselves. And, you know, they compare it to whether or not you have to go and get somebody's permission to be able to wear, let's say, the cross, Christian cross, or, you know, the Star of David before you go into, you know, a gas station or before you go into a restaurant. You know, there's the courts would throw that out as a violation of the First Amendment. And you know, it's pretty clear that the Supreme Court felt the same way about the rest of the Bill of Rights. So it's really a major change. I'm sure they're going to try to figure out some other way in those states to make it so that people can't effectively carry, like they'll make it incredibly costly for people to go and get a permit. You know, all they're doing there is stopping the people who benefit the most from being able to carry, the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime, which overwhelmingly tend to be poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas, and also women who may be, you know, single moms out there who may be stalked or threatened. Young women may not have, you know, $1,000 or whatever to go through the process to go and get a permit in some of these states. And so that's kind of what may be the battle that comes up later.
And so if someone is traveling, I travel between Ohio and Florida, I may find myself in New York, I have a concealed carry permit, plus is open carry state. But if I travel from Ohio to Pennsylvania and get into New York, it would behoove me to understand the laws in Pennsylvania and the laws of New York, because my concealed carry permit is no good in about 10 states. And answer, let me riddle you this one. The right under the Second Amendment to protect oneself is constitutional. A driver's license is a privilege, not a right. So how come my driver's license in Ohio is good in Utah, it's good in California, but my concealed carry permit license in Ohio is invalid in California? One's a constitutional right, which is my weapon, but my driver's license is not. So how come with driver's licenses, it's valid through all 50 states, but my concealed carry permit is not? That seems bass backwards.
Right. Well, I mean, driving from Ohio down to Florida, you have no problem with doing that. All those states are constitutional carry states. But you're right. You have a number of states like New York and California and Illinois, which basically make it impossible for out-of-state people to be able to go and get permits. And if you prevent somebody from being able to go and carry or even transport a gun in certain places, you know, you disarm them on the rest of their trip, too.
Yeah.
So It's going to change. It's going to take time, though. You're going to have a number of cases that are going to have to go through the courts. I think, though, the message from the Supreme Court is finally getting out to local judges and circuit court judges across the country. But it's going to be a long process. But look, people, I think, understand. I mean, we have 29 constitutional carry states. We have all the states technically are supposed to grant you a permit once you meet certain objective rules. And, you know, people find that the fears that they have are just not justified. You see this with reciprocity. You mentioned if you drive across the country, you have to pay attention to the rules in different states. In some states, you can make a right turn on red, in other states, you can't. Well, you know, ignorance of the law isn't a defense. And if you carry, you're going to have to go and know what the rules are for different states in terms of being able to lawfully carry in those places. But people do that. We have 30 states that essentially recognize the permits from all or virtually all the other states in the country. And there's no problem.
No.
People, permit holders are incredibly law-abiding in general. You can't point to crimes that people who are traveling from other states are doing it. The type of person who's going to go through the process to go and get a concealed carry permit, they're not the type who are planning on going and committing crimes. We have data on this. If you look at permit holders, they are convicted of firearms-related crimes at 1/12 the rate that the police are convicted of firearms-related crimes. And police themselves are very rarely convicted for multiple reasons of firearms-related crimes. So, you know, it's pretty hard to find almost any other group in the population that's as law-abiding as permit holders are.
So as a Cincinnatian, if I want to go to the Wrigley Field and watch the Cubs beat up on the Reds, once I hit the border of Indiana, I'm good to go. But when I go from Indiana to Illinois, I'm not sure what the Illinois laws are about concealed carry. I would assume it must be broken down in a case in the trunk. That's what I would do, separate the ammo from the weapon. And to do it that way, and if I get caught, could it be a felony in Illinois if I carry a gun?
Yeah, no, it definitely is a felony.
A felony.
So, right, you know, so your whole life would be completely messed up at that point if you're a felon. You'd lose your right to have a gun. You'd lose probably your jobs that you have. You lose professional licenses that you have. Your life would be unalterably changed as a result of that. And, you know, you mentioned just in general, I have data, if you compare Indiana, which is right next door to Illinois, in Indiana, about 23% of the adult population has a concealed carry permit. In Illinois, it's about 4%. Well, it's pretty easy to explain the difference. And that is in Indiana, it literally costs zero to go and get a concealed carry permit. They don't even charge you for the background check. In Illinois, it costs about $450 to go through the process there. You make it a lot more costly. You're going to have fewer people who get permits. But even more than that, it changes the mix of people who go and get permits. So in Illinois, it's basically wealthy people who live in the suburbs. You know, Democrats claim that they care about the poor, that they care about minorities, but they set up these rules that only the privileged, only the wealthy are able to go and protect themselves. You know, you can have 100% of the people in an area carrying, but if there's zero crime in those areas to begin with, you're not going to have much of an effect on crime. If you want to reduce crime, you have to have it so that the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime are the ones who are able to go and protect themselves and defend themselves. And that's not what you see in Illinois. In Indiana, you see the zip codes with relatively poor, heavily minority populations have much higher rates of concealed carry permits. You just don't see that in Illinois, even though Indiana is a Republican state. Illinois is a heavily Democratic state, but it's the Republicans in Indiana who trust minorities, who trust poor people, who trust women to be able to go and have a gun for protection, not the Democrats.
You know, John Lott, when I run around Florida, pickup truck, so I assume everyone has a weapon on them, because I think a third or a half do, especially if you have a pickup truck. I always mind my P's and Q's, but I'm not going to cut somebody off. I wouldn't do that anyway. I'm not going to get into some road rage incident with somebody on a highway, but if you're in the city of Chicago, right, the black residents of Chicago need protection more than any other person in the state of Illinois. Right. That's where the crime's being committed, and the Democrats work hard to make sure the law-abiding black folks in Chicago can't protect themselves, rely upon the Chicago police that are terrible. They rarely are there when crimes are being committed. They're down about 2,000 cops in the city of Chicago. And so they're telling the black residents in the city of Chicago, you don't matter much to us. You can be a pigeon. You can be victimized, but you can't defend yourself, and the cops won't be there anyway. That's one hell of a message. Right. That's a terrible message to send. But Democrats send those messages, and seemingly the residents of Chicago don't care. Same thing in L.A., New York City, or Boston. I assume the residents who vote for these politicians who keep them in bondage don't care.
It is a puzzle, and it's not just crime generally. I mean, you look at surveys, basically blacks who live in these urban areas want to have more policing. Yeah. There was a survey recently that I saw for Chicago that asked, would you like Trump to federalize law enforcement in Chicago like he did in Washington, D.C.? Hispanics, almost two-thirds of Hispanics said yes. The majority of blacks said yes. But it was basically white liberals who were like overwhelmingly no on it. So the people who are most likely affected by crime, the ones who are victims, they get it. They understand the importance of having law enforcement out there arresting people. But it's the people who basically live in their gated communities that are there, who can have the luxury of their soft on crime policies there, because they don't suffer the direct consequences of it to the same extent.
It's odd. In New York City, the Democratic Socialists, who, by the way, they're one of their policy platforms is to make guns illegal,
abolish police,
bulldoze the prisons, release the prisoners, abolish the police, confiscate all the guns. That sounds like Cuba, right, or Venezuela. And 85% of DSA members are white liberals living in high-end, right, parts of Manhattan. But the average person living in Harlem would like to have personal protection, and they don't have it. But the voters in those areas overwhelmingly keep voting for Democrats. I don't get it.
Right. I'll give them this much. At least they're consistent. I mean, you and I know that the way to reduce crime is to make it risky for criminals to commit crime. You can do that with higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences. You can also do it by letting victims be able to go and defend themselves. Well, they do those. They don't want to have the police out there to arrest them. They don't want to have people prosecuted. As you say, it's just mind-boggling, even for murder. These guys don't even want to have prison. What do you think? And I saw Mandani on an interview a couple of days ago where he was saying, well, he supported this one congressional candidate that won in New York City who didn't even want to have prison for murderers because, she was life-affirming positions. You would think somebody would understand that if you don't punish people for murder, you're going to have a lot more murders that are going to be occurring. And it's not obvious to me how that's life affirming to be able to go and do that. But they're consistent in the sense that not only don't they want law enforcement to make it risky for criminals to commit crime, but they don't want to let victims make it risky for criminals to commit crime. They want to make it as easy as possible for criminals in all possible ways to go and commit crime. And you and I know that if you make it less risky for criminals to commit crime, you're going to have more crime. And who are the victims? Who are the victims? The victims are basically poor minorities overwhelmingly. And it's not just the direct victims of crime. What happens is in those areas, because criminals tend to commit crimes in areas which are very similar to them demographically, you're going to have stores go out of business. The ones that don't are going to have to charge higher prices. Who do they think works in those stores? Who do they, basically poor minorities? Who do they think shop in those stores? Who owns homes in those areas whose property values are depressed as a result of higher crime. These people suffer in all sorts of ways. And, you know, it's a mystery to me why they keep voting for the Democrats. And it's just not crime policies. It's, you know, education, not, you know, protecting the teachers' unions at the expense of the students that are there, not having competition. I mean, would we want the government to go and build computers for us or make cars? Nobody would do that. But somehow, something like education, we think it's okay to have the government run that.
It's going to take a long time, but if my driver's license is valid in Illinois, then my concealed carry permit should be valid in Illinois. I don't have the right to drive a car. That's a privilege. I have the right to carry my weapon, and I would hope there'd be a test case saying, wait a minute, you can't allow Ohio drivers to go in Illinois, and that they recognize that permit, but don't recognize my permit to keep and bear arms, which is constitutional. Driving a car is not constitutional. So I hope at some point it percolates its way up. But, you know, John Lott, I think it's almost like the Stockholm Syndrome, in which captured individuals take on the views of their captors. And the captors right now are the Democratic leaders of these blue cities that continue to attack Donald Trump when he's got nothing to do with most of the issues in the major blue cities. The failure of Brandon Johnson, Kim Bass, and Mamdani are apparent, but they keep voting in a way to keep them in power as if they're suffering is caused not by the policies of their leaders, by some boogeyman behind a drape somewhere. And it's flabbergasting to me. I can drive all over this country, but I can't take my gun with me, my Sig Sauer P-238. I can't take it with me in about 10 states. And if I get caught, I might go to prison and my life is ruined, but I can drive my car. Both are permitted by my home state of Ohio. John, we got to run. CrimeResearch.org is the website. It's great stuff. I thought your column here about a woman or a trucker driving into New York, suddenly they're a felon when they've done nothing wrong. And it's up to the voters in those cities to change their policies. I see nothing to indicate maybe it'll happen. John Lott, once again, thanks for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show. John, thanks for always being there. Thank you.
Thanks for being there, Bill. You make a difference.
God bless America. Let's continue with more. To change things, vote out the leaders who put you in the conditions in which you find yourself. Bill Cunningham, News Radio 700 WLW.